Blog Talk Radio.
I need you, Lord.
I need you.
Oh, Father, bring
Spirit fall fresh on me. I need you, touch me now. Thank you.
take it one more time.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've won this victory. I'll take it one more time. Hallelujah. Well,
you the victory, victory, victory.
Yahweh,
Yahweh,
Yahweh. Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We welcome each and every one of you this morning in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Good morning, Holy Spirit. We honor you and bless you this day and during this time and season of your awesome and mighty moves in our lives. And over this, I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Holy Spirit, we thank you, for you are here only to glorify the name of Jesus and to do the will of Almighty God. So we honor you and we bless you. We praise the Spirit of the living God. We pray that God's perfect will be done during this early morning devotion. We pray that God's perfect will be done in our lives. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to release your anointing, release your power, release your love and glory during this time in the name of Jesus. We pray for your tangible presence to saturate the airways and our hearts. Release your glory in the morning. Permeate the atmosphere. Let everyone that is listening or that will listen experience a life-changing encounter with you, that the name of Jesus Christ will be glorified and honored. Holy Spirit, we thank you. We bless you. Overshadow us, Spirit of the living God. Let your Spirit fall upon us like a dove and lightning and lead us into God's holy and ancient paths of truth and righteousness. Holy Spirit, we bless you and we thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We give you the glory. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to anoint this altar of praise, worship, and devotion. We rededicate this altar of praise to you. Let it be cleansed with the blood of Jesus and purified with the Holy Ghost fire. Let this altar of prayer be a global altar of prayer for every tongue, nation, tribe, and kindred. Oh, Father God, let your name be glorified. Let your name be honored. Let your name be magnified, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you and we bless you. Hallelujah. As we have come to have an encounter with you, to meet with you, O Lord Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for in your presence there is fullness of joy. We thank you for open heavens. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you. We bless your name. If I had trillions and millions and trillions and trillions of tongues, it is not enough to say thank you. Thank you. In spite of it all, we say thank you. We adore you. We worship you. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love. Thank you. Thank you for each and every one this morning. Another sound of my voice, we say thank you. Hallelujah. We glorify your name. Thank you for watching over us as we slept through the night. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for the breath that we breathe that is yours. We bless your name And we said thank you. In the good, in the bad, we said thank you. In all things, give thanks. For it is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. So in every situation, we said thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you and we bless your name. Let your holy angels descend upon us, O God, in the name of Jesus, and do your biddings in our lives in the name of Jesus, O God. Father, we thank you and we bless you for the ministry of the holy angels doing your biddings, O God, warring on our behalf in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. We bless your name. We join the angels in your throne room and say, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, the whole earth is filled with your glory. We bow down before you, and we say thank you and thank you and thank you. Hallelujah. We bless your name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Once again, to those that are just joining, we want to welcome you in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Welcome to our AM Morning Glory prayer service. We will continue in prayer. Our Father and our God, we praise you and we thank you. Your word says in everything, give thanks. It is the will of God, for it is the will of God. We extol you, our King and our God. Thank you for your manifold goodness, your manifold mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your sustaining grace. Thank you for always being faithful to us. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for salvation, that you love us and you came to reconcile us by the death on the cross back to Almighty God. Abba Father, we say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Jesus, we thank you for sending your Holy Spirit, who is leading, teaching, guiding us into all truth. Holy Spirit, we thank you that you are glorifying the name of Jesus. We welcome you and we love you, Spirit of the living God. Take complete and absolute control of this devotion and every single detail of our lives. We repent of all our sins. We come to that throne of grace this morning, and we ask you for mercy, 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 mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us, O God, of the things that we've done that are not pleasing to you, O God. We cry out for mercy. Mercy, mercy, O God. Mercy, O God. In the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus wash us. The blood of Jesus cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus purify us. Let the blood of Jesus redeem us. We soak our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. We soak every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. We flush our bodies with the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak for us, O God. We soak our homes in the blood of Jesus, our environment in the blood of Jesus, O God. The airways, the cyberspace, the networks in the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the blood that gave us strength, the blood that gave us strength from day to day. Hallelujah. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We soak our homes in the blood of Jesus. We soak our children in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spouses in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak. Let the blood speak, O God, in the name of Jesus. This morning we put on the full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, we put on the full armor, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name santeria coromasin. Yekuria masteria coromasteria co. Uria masteria kaya masteria co. Uria makara masteria coromasteria coromase. Yekuria masteria coromasteria coromasteria coromasem. Terere coromasere coromasem. Hallelujah. Uria massa de kariamase, yekiria mosso doria karamase teriako. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Uria massa de koromase, yekuria massa de koromase teriako. Hallelujah. Uria massa de koromase teriako. Oh, yamasanderia koromasem. Oh, yakayamasem. Yekiria masteria koromasteriaka. Yes, Lord. We bless your name. Yes, Lord. Yeku yeleke yamakayamasterekom. Yikiara masteria koromasem. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Your grace and your mercy. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. We give you glory. Yes, Lord. We honor you. Yes, Lord. We magnify you. Yes, Lord. We bless your name. We praise your name. Hallelujah. Oria masanderia koromasem. Yekuria masanderia koromasem. Hallelujah. Ramasanderia ko. Yes, Jesus. Yekuria masanderia koromasem. Hallelujah. Ramasanderia koromasem. Oria masanderia koromasem. Uria masanderia koromasanderia ko. Hallelujah. Ramasanderia koromasem. Uria masanderia koromasem. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Spirit of the living God, fall upon each and every one of us this morning. In the name of Jesus, let us have a life-changing encounter with you. In the name of Jesus, move upon our hearts. Move upon our minds. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hover over our lives. Hover over our destiny. And so, Lord, we bless your name this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we'll bless the name of Jesus. We'll bless the name of Jesus. We praise your name. We worship you, O God. We say thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We adore you, O God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. Turn your Bibles with me, please, to the book of 1 Kings, chapter 17. 1 Kings, chapter 17. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Ooh, I feel the anointing. Hallelujah. 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 And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, get thee hence and turn the east, and hide thyself at the brook of Cherith that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. So he went and did according to the word of the Lord. For he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith that is before Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and judge there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. I want you to pay attention to this part. I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. And so he arose and went to Zarephath, and when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks. And he called to her and said, Fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thy hand. And she said, As the Lord liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I'm gathering two sticks that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said unto her, Fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first. Bring it unto me, and after make for thee and thy son. For thus saith the Lord of Israel, The barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fill until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the sayings of Elijah. She and her house did eat many days. And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fill, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah. Hallelujah. We're going to stop right there. Father, in the name of Jesus, as I bring this word, O God, let it not be me, but Christ that lives inside of me. Father, I hide behind your cross. All of you and none of me. Let your word come forth in the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Your word come forth and bring transformation, touching lives. Let your word come forth in the name of Jesus as a two-edged sword. We thank you for your word. We thank you for understanding and revelation of your word this morning. We thank you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our God is our provider, Jehovah Jireh. The Lord provides. I want to tell you something about Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to say something about God. One of the things that I always tell people, get to know him for yourself. Get into an intimate relationship with him. When you get into that intimate relationship with him, you start getting to know him. Hallelujah. You cannot know him from afar. You have to know him by coming closer to him. Hallelujah. Then when you get to know him intimately, your mouth will literally praise God all day. You will continually have a praise in your mouth. Hallelujah. All day you will be praising and thanking him. Because the minute you're going to see the glory of the Lord being displayed. That's why God, the Bible tells us, fear not. If God is speaking to you and you know it is you, receive those words, what he's saying to you, that he will be with you. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. So we're going to look at this scripture. Hallelujah. And I want you, let the Spirit of God open your eyes to see God from a different perspective, not from what may be the traditional churches and religion have been telling you all about God. Like he's sitting on the throne and he just got a big swish to whip you as you do things wrong. And so many times Christians, I mean the world is afraid to come into the church because we have put God, the tradition have put God in a box. And this is why Satan enjoys that he can manipulate the mind of Christians and church folks, and he can manipulate our minds. And then we keep God in a box. Hallelujah. And that is wrong. What you need to look at him, I personally look at him as Abba, Father. That's why Jesus said, when the disciples said, teach me how to pray, he said, say, our Father. Our Father. Because he's telling the disciples, it's his Father and it's their Father's. And when they follow Jesus, it's their Father also they have received and they have come into that sheepfold. So right now we all together, our Father. But do you know him as my Father? My Dad. You know your earthly Father. Do you know him like my Daddy, my Papa? Do you know him with that intimacy? Yes, everybody know him. We all here know him as our Father. But do you personally know him intimately as my Daddy? My Dad. Because when you move from our, you see, Jesus knew him as, that's a dimension as my Father. And when the disciples, when they come together, our Father. But God wants us not only to know him as our Father, because when we say our Father, there are people in the our Father. They're not even at that level. But it's okay. But he wants you to come to him as my Dad. Do you know him as my, like you know your dad? When you get to know your dad, your earthly father, you know what he likes, what he doesn't like, what he eats, what he doesn't eat, because you are there with him. You watch him, and you know him as my Father. If somebody said ABC, he said, no, 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 that's not my dad. And then you know him as my Father because you know that he can protect you. You trust him. You don't have to worry about going to school. You have school fees are paid. Your food, you got every day you come from school, there's food to eat. I'm talking about, you know, and you don't have to worry about the basic, the things like that. Maybe we'll worry about foolish stuff, but you don't have to worry about the basic thing. I mean, when we're growing up, I who cared? Nobody. I didn't worry about food. I didn't worry about life. I didn't worry about none of those things because I had what? My Father, my earthly Father, who took care of those things. I didn't worry about who would pay my school fees because I had my earthly Father who paid my school fees. That's why I didn't have to worry about those things. Or as a child, you just playing. And maybe it didn't happen to all, but I'm talking about my personal experience. And I'm going somewhere with what I'm saying. And you will see why I'm connecting this with the scripture. We got to get to know him intimately like my Father. When you look at this scripture, you see, I see that my Father. You know why? Because this lady is from, it says, the woman from Zarephath. He said, I have commanded a widow to feed Elijah. This widow is not in a covenant relationship with Israel. This widow is a Gentile. She's not, but yet and still, God speaks to her heart. He said, I've commanded. She doesn't even know that she's under the command of my Father, your Father, our Father. Hallelujah. That's why you got to know who your Father is. Because let me break it down in another, because your enemies, hallelujah, are under the command of your Father. Your enemies are under the command of your Father, the CEO of the universe, the one who created the heavens and earth. That's why you should not fear. That's why he tells you in Isaiah 43, fear not. Fear not. Then you look at it, move it from the enemy, and then you look at it, this woman from Zarephath, she is a widow. She's not in a covenant relationship. She's not in a covenant with Almighty God, with my Father. No. But he commands the widow to feed Elijah. But what I'm saying to you, not only that, this widow is blessed. He blesses her after she does everything that Elijah does. She gives him a piece of cake. She takes hers, and she is blessed exceedingly and abundantly. The meal never runs dry. And let me tell you that it's not only when you look at this, you can look at it from a financial point. You know why? Because if nobody got food in the house and she got all this stuff going, you know she will sell some of that stuff too. So she is being blessed exceedingly and abundantly. At that particular time, I want us to stay right here and not even go further, because what? He blesses this lady from Zarephath. For God so loved the world. Abba, Father, he loves the world. He does not like sin. He hates sin, but he loves the world. And God will, my Father, he will go above and beyond to get the children, the world back into his kingdom. So, and miraculously, look what he does. And look at the blessings that come from a lady that he blesses. This is the Father we're talking about. She follows what the prophet says. She's not a selfish woman, and she is blessed beyond measure. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Do you think after all these blessings, when you go further and you read and serve all that, you think you will not now begin to worship our Father which art in heaven, or come into that relationship with him because of what he's done for her? Let's look at Naaman in the Bible. He was Assyrian. He was not in a covenant relationship But God used an Israelite girl, and he was able to be blessed, and the leprosy left. And then, so you cannot put God in a box. When you see someone being blessed who's not in your church or in your clique, your Christian clique and tradition, you can't say it's the devil. It is Almighty God. You can't be praying because God can do anything and everything. Hallelujah. So you can't put him in a box. He loves his creation, and man is his highest creation. And one of the things I love about him, the Canaanite woman, when we look at Jesus, and the Canaanite woman, and I will end with this, Matthew 15:21-22. Jesus left that place and went away to the district of Tyre and Sidon. Just then, a Canaanite woman from that region came out and started shouting, "Have mercy on me, Lord, Son of David, my daughter is tormented by a demon." But he did not answer her at all. And his disciples came and urged him, "Send her away, for she keeps shouting after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Jesus is answering, and said, I didn't come here. I was sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. I didn't get, but she came. She knelt before him saying, "Lord, help me. Help me." And he answered, "It is not fair to take the children's food, my covenant children's bread, and throw it to the dogs, to the ones that are not Christians." You know, I can't take my children's bread. You know, I came for the Lordship. She said, "I love this woman." The Canaanite said, "Yes, Lord. Yet even the dogs eat the crumbs," hallelujah, "that fall from the master's table." Then Jesus answered, "Woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed instantly. The Canaanite woman, she's a Canaanite woman, heard about Jesus. She was persistent. She kept yelling. She didn't care what Jesus said. She said, "I will take the crumbs." Her faith, she believed. The truth that if you look at the parallel with all these stories, the woman in the First King, in the book of First Kings, and they believe. The woman believed what the prophet told her to do. She did what the prophet told her, and the prophet told her what would happen. The first thing, they believe. They are not covenant children of Almighty, but they believe. They believe, and because of a belief, they receive the miracles. Because they believe. This woman's daughter was healed. And this lady was blessed exceedingly and abundantly. Hallelujah. What am I saying to you? That's my Father. So you can't put God in a box, and be careful how you criticize and how you cast away, you say things about people in the world. Be careful. That's why you gotta get into an intimate relationship and get to know who he is. Do not put God in a box and do anything and everything. For God so, they said God so loved the Christian. The Bible said, well, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He didn't give his son for the only the Christ followers or the kingdom. He gave his son for prostitutes, for drug addicts, for whatever those who that's what he did for the world. Hallelujah. His only begotten son. The love of God. Hallelujah. That's why when you see someone was talking about Steve Jobs, look, the wealth. Look at the world with the wealth, because Christians, we're so busy with tradition and different things. When God releases a download, it comes down to everybody, but the Christians are so busy doing things that they're not supposed to be doing. They're not tapping into what God is releasing. And so the others, the people in the world receive it, and the Christians are receiving it because we have put God in a box. We got him in a box. It's time for you to get to know him intimately as my daddy, my father. My God will supply all my needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. My daddy, I don't have no food to eat, but I know he will provide my food. I don't have no money to pay my rent, but I know he will provide my money. Money to pay my rent, he will provide. I know. I don't have transportation, he will provide. I'm sick, but I know he's my healer. You know, you got to have that intimacy in the midnight hour that you sit and you can talk to him about anything. He knows your thoughts. He sees your need. That's the kind of God I'm talking about. That's my father. But ladies, hallelujah, my father. Oh, you don't have money to do your nails. You got to, I bring it down, woman. You, in the religious people, you can't listen to this word. Because if you don't have money to do your nails, you need to go somewhere. You don't have clothes to wear. Do you think he can provide that for you? Hallelujah. He can provide it. My father, that's your daddy. You are putting him in a box. Too much. Put him in a box. You're too formal with him. All that formality. You can talk to him anytime, in the midnight hour, in the day, in the bed. That's your daddy. Develop an intimate relationship. Get to know him intimately. He is your father. Hallelujah. That's why you don't have to be afraid of what man can do to you. He commands, he controls he can control the hearts of man. If he can do anything and everything. That's why the Bible says in Romans 8:28, all things work together for good for those that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Stop putting God in a box. He is the creator. He writes the best story. Hallelujah. Father, we bless your name. We thank you, Lord. Lord, just like my sister said to me yesterday, you can boast about God. I can boast about him. I can boast about him. I can boast about his goodness. I can boast about his kindness. I can boast about his faithfulness. I can boast about Father Almighty God, the creator, the CEO of the universe. He is my Father. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Stop putting him in a box. He's the best kind of friend. Hallelujah. You don't need no formality. He's Abba Father. Do you think I needed formality to talk to my earthly dad? No. Then what do you think about my creator? Hallelujah. Father, thank you for this day. I've been up all night. I never even knew I would have the strength, but you give me the strength to bring this word. And for that, I say thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you for those that are listening and those that will listen at another time. I thank you for your goodness and your love and your grace and your mercy. I pray that all those that do not know you intimately, you're in a box, that the Holy Spirit will open their hearts and their minds to see you from a different perspective. Abba. So we thank you for this word this morning. We bless you. We give you glory. Abba, Father. Thank you that we can boast about your goodness, your love, your kindness. Boasting is our testimonies upon testimonies. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. We thank you, Lord, that you are sovereign. Hallelujah. My Father is sovereign. My Father is omnipresent. Hallelujah. All powerful. So we thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We praise you. Let your presence go with us. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power and thy glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Have a wonderful and a blessed day. In Jesus' name, God bless you.